Clothing the Naked, Reading 5, The Victims and the Perpetrators of Filthy and Foul Evils. According to what is done in the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to what is done in the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their statutes. You shall do my judgments and keep my statutes to walk in them. I am Yahuwah your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahuwah. A man shall not come near to any kin of his flesh to reveal their nakedness. I am Yahuwah. The nakedness of thy father and the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not reveal. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not reveal her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife thou shalt not reveal. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born within or born outside, their nakedness thou shalt not reveal. Leviticus 18. Spiritual Diary 5083 and 5086. They who are the dragons who are spoken of in the Apocalypse, in the other life commit abominable adulteries, which must not be divulged to chaste ears. They are adulteries with daughters-in-law. They wish to destroy others by adulteries with their own stepmothers, besides similar abominations. Arcana Celestia 2466. That the things now set forth are signified in the internal sense of the story of Lot and his daughters can be confirmed, and indeed as to each word, but most of them have been confirmed before, and besides they are such as do violence to our ideas and give offense to chaste ears. From the summary explanation we can see that by the things in question there is described adulterated good and falsified truth. Arcana Celestia 21:25. First, there appeared children who were being combed by their mothers so cruelly that the blood ran down, by which was represented that such is the bringing up of little children at this day. Afterwards, there appeared a tree which seemed as if it were the tree of knowledge, into which there was seen to climb a great viper, such as to strike one with horror. It appeared to extend all along the trunk of the tree. Then a door was opened into an apartment where there was a yellow light as from coals, and there were two women there. It was perceived to be a kitchen, but I am not at liberty to mention what I saw in it. I was told that the tree into which the viper climbed represented the state of the men of the church as they are at this day, in that in place of love and charity, they have deadly hatreds that are beset with pretenses of what is honorable and with deceits, together with wicked thoughts concerning all matters that belong to the faith. But what was seen in the kitchen represented the same hatreds and thoughts in their further developments. Spiritual Diary 2711, concerning a kitchen. When it was inquired what manner of persons were such in the other life, I was instructed that these are they who are delighted with that foulest lust of defiling infants and very little girls. These things it is not thus proper to speak in public, lest they come into man's thought. Arcana Celestia 5055. I have not been allowed to know the identity and essential nature of the communities that belong to specific organs of generation, because those communities are far too internal for anyone in a lower sphere to discern. Those communities also correlate with the hidden functions served by these organs, hidden and also unknown to science, for the providential reason that things such as these, which in essence are utterly heavenly, must not suffer any damage from filthy thoughts. They must not be damaged by thoughts that accompany wantonness, whoredom, or adultery, and that are aroused in most people by the mere mention of those organs. This being so, let me describe some things witnessed by me which took place further away. Questions. The things spoken of in Leviticus 18 and also chapter 20 are called various kinds of adultery, foul conjunctions, and forbidden degrees, representing various kinds of adulterations of good and falsifications of truth. And when speaking of these abominations, the heavenly doctrine warns us that these are an offense to chaste ears and not to be dwelt upon. Yet we are also taught about these evils and how horrible they are, so we can deal with these evils when they arise. With these cautions in mind, but recognizing that today these subjects are often in the news and spoken of publicly, how should we react when these evils are being spoken of openly? How should we ourselves speak of these evils or react with those in these evils? How do we put a garment on this kind of nakedness and yet not allow it to remain hidden and active? How do we help the victims of such horrible evils without uncovering what they see as their nakedness? What do these passages teach us about modesty and how we talk about unclean things?